ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 14, the story of King Vina, text number 12. Please repeat after me. Tat vidvadbhi asat vina asmabhi. That's text 12, right? Yeah. Krita naripa sanvita yadi na vachyam na grahishyati adharma krit lokadhikara sandagdham dahishyama svatejasa Tativadhirasatvrito Tativadhirasatvrito Minusma bhikrito naripa Minusma bhikrito naripa Sanvito yadino vachang Sanvito yadino vachang Nagrahishyacha dharma krit Nagrahishyacha dharma krit Lokadikkara sandagdham Lokadikkara sandagdham Dahishyama svatejasa Dahishyama svatejasa Tatvivadbhirasadvrito Venusma bhikrito naripa Sanvito yadina vachang Nagrahishyacha dharma krit Lokadikara sandagdham Daishyama svatejasa Next please Tabidhabi visatrito Minusma bhikrito nalipa Sanvito yadino vachyam Nagrahishyacha dharma krit Lokadikara sandagdham Daishyama svatejasa Tadvivadbhirasatvrito Venusma bhikrito nripa Sanvito yadino vachang Nagrahishyacha dharma krit Lokadikara sandagdham Daishyama svatejasa Minusma bhikrito naripa Sanvito yadino vachang Nagrahishyacha dharma krit Lokadikara sandagdham Nishyama svatejasa Ladies. Tat vivat hira sat vritto. Minasma bhi kriton nalipa. Tanvito yadino vachan. Nakrisha cha dharma krit. Lokadikara sandaktham. Vaishyama smachetasa. Ta, sorry, tat, his mischievous nature. Vidvad bhi, aware of. Asat vritta, impious. Vina, vina. Asma bhi, by us. Krita, was made. Naripa, king. Sanmita, in spite of being pacified. In spite of is in brackets. Yadi, if. Na, our. Vacham, words. Na, not. Grahishyati, he will accept. A dharma krit, the most mischievous. Loka dhikkara, by public condemnation. Sandagdham, burned. Daishyama, we shall burn. Svatejasa, by our prowess. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The saintly sages continued thinking, of course we are completely aware of His mischievous nature, yet nevertheless we enthrone Vena. If we cannot persuade King Vena to accept our advice, he will be condemned by the public and we will join them. Thus, by our prowess, we shall burn him to ashes. Purport. Saintly persons are not interested in political matters. Yet they are always thinking of the welfare of the people in general. Consequently, they sometimes have to come down to the political field and take steps to correct the misguided government or royalty. However, in Kali Yuga, saintly persons are not as powerful as they previously were. They used to be able to burn any sinful man to ashes by virtue of their spiritual prowess. Now saintly persons have no such power due to the influence of the age of Kali. Indeed, the brahmanas do not even have the power to perform sacrifices in which animals are put into a fire to attain a new life. Under these circumstances, instead of actively taking part in politics, saintly persons should engage in chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya, by simply chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the general populace can derive all benefits without political implications. Verse again, Tat vivat bhira sat vrito venasma bhi krito nipa sanvito yadino vacham nakrishya cha dharma krit lokadikara sandagdham dahishyama svachetasa. The saintly sages continued thinking, of course, we are completely aware of his mischievous nature. Yet nevertheless, we enthrone Vena. If we cannot persuade King Vena to accept our advice, he will be condemned by the public and we will join them. Thus, by our prowess, we shall burn him to ashes. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Minitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutare Srimati Jayapataka Swamniti Namani Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutare Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamniti Namani Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschacharesha Charini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So devotees then are usually, especially in this age, engaged in politics. They stay out of politics. But in former ages, as we can see here, the devotees, the saintly persons, they were actively engaged in governmental affairs. Not that they were active in the sense that they were executive, they were not the executive powers, but they would act as advisors and ministers. And in those days, they had the power that if somebody wouldn't submit some rascal government or a corrupt king, they would simply remove him just by their powers from the Brahminical tejas. They would just remove a king. So therefore, people, they had great respect for the Brahmanas. You can understand that if you don't do what he says, you'll be burnt to a crisp. Then you might think twice before you start being a nonsense. So in those days, the Brahmins, they were governing, that was the Kshatriyas, but the Brahmins, they were directing the politics. They were giving the law, they were the study, the scriptures, and they would advise how government should be performed, conducted. So that is not possible nowadays in the Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada says here that they don't even have, Brahmanas don't have any power nowadays. They don't have this Brahminical power like they used to have. So people, they don't respect the Brahmanas anymore. Also, another thing is that in Kali Yuga, many Brahmanas are just corrupt. They're not really Brahmanas. They think they're Brahmanas just because they are born in a Brahminical family. But that's not our Vaishnava philosophy. It says, Yashatma Buddhi Kunapetrida Chukhe Svadhi Karat Pradhi Shubhama Ichadi Yat Tirtha Buddhi Sharinina Karichit Janeshvabi Geshu Saeva Gokara. Somebody who thinks he's this body, he's just like a cow and an ass. So if you think you're Brahmana just because you're born in a Brahmana family, you're just a cow or an ass. Our acharyas, they had to fight very much against this casteism, Brahmana casteism, where Brahmins, they would set themselves up as Brahmins just because of a birth. It is clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. Janma and Karma. No. What is that verse? Right. So it says that a person's varna is determined by his activities and by his training, not by his jnana, but by his karma. So in Kali Yuga, of course, we know Kala, Shudra, Sambhava. Everybody is born a Shudra, but that doesn't mean that everybody has to remain a Shudra. Just because we are born because in Kali Yuga there are no, the atmosphere is so contaminated that everybody is born as a Shudra. That doesn't mean one should remain a Shudra. So one can attain to any status, body status in life, Brahmana or Kshatriya, by training. Prabhupada emphasized this. We have to train our devotees. Now, in former ages, and it's also interesting to see here, even though the Brahmanas, they were so powerful that they could just burn King Vena just by their brahminical prowess, they were still kind. They weren't just autocrats or fanatics. Like they wanted to speak some sense in to King Vena. They didn't just burn him when they saw he was a nonsense. They didn't just get rid of him. They actually tried to talk some sense into him. We'll hear that in the coming verses. How they spoke to him very sweetly and tried to talk some sense. Then when he rejected that, then they took action and removed him. Because a corrupt king or a corrupt government will influence the whole people, the whole kingdom or the whole land will be influenced. So that's not allowed. Of course, in this age, everything is corrupt and basically most governments are just a bunch of politicians, and they're just a bunch of fools and rascals with no knowledge of self-realization, no knowledge how to really benefit the people. So nowadays, that's why that devotees, they don't take care, they don't take part in politics, because the atmosphere is so contaminated. And another thing is, like these Brahmins here, they try to talk sense into the king. Krishna also did that. But when you try to talk sense into a demon or a person in the mode of ignorance, he won't appreciate. He'll just tell you to buzz off and leave him alone. Like Krishna. Just before the battle of Kurukshetra, he took one last trip to Hastinapura and he tried to talk some sense into Duryodhan. Yudhisthira actually sent Krishna as the emissary, what's that word? Emissionary, on a peace mission. And he tried, and he would tell Duryodhan, why can't you just, these are your brothers, or at least your half-brothers, why can't you just give them even one village and they'll be satisfied? You can't rule as the king, but they should be co-rulers and just give them each a village. And that's when we have this famous statement from Duryodhana, I won't even give them so much land as I can, in which to drive in a sword tip. And he also said, why, Krishna, you always favor these Pandavas? Why are you always favoring them? I'm a good person. And then, notice this, Duryodhana said, I looked into my own heart and I see no fault there. I see no fault in my heart. Why are you always so much on my case? Just see a demon. That's the symptom of the mode of ignorance. In the mode of passion, you're at least in doubt. You will doubt, is this right or is that right? You will be doubtful. But in the mode of ignorance, you're completely convinced, but of the wrong thing. You'll be completely convinced of the wrong thing. Always the wrong thing. But you don't doubt, you're completely convinced, fixed. That's the mode of ignorance. That's a real demon. So you can't talk sense into a person like that. Here you have Duryodhana, he tried to burn them, he tried to poison the Pandavas, he tried all kinds of schemes, and then he says, I looked into myself, but I didn't see anything wrong. So then Krishna, of course, knew, okay, what can I do? So he went back, and the battle of Kurukshetra happened. But we should take notice that Krishna, he actually tried to make peace, and the Pandavas also. Of course, Bhima, he wasn't. He didn't want peace. Let's go and kill these rascals. But Krishna wanted peace, but you can't have peace with a person like that. A person completely immersed in the mode of ignorance. This won't be peace, because you can't convince him by logic and reason. You can't, you know, a brahmana, he will be convinced by statements of the scriptures. So there's nothing to do except kill such a person or remove him. And this, of course, you can't do in the modern age. This you could do in former ages. People who were like that, they were removed by war, by force, by the Brahmins. But you can't do that nowadays. Imagine you had to kill everybody who won't listen to reason. You would have to kill 90% of the population. The whole earth would be barren. So our mission is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach. Like Krishna, he would just kill people. He's a nonsense. I tried to talk some sense into him, but he wouldn't listen. Bah! Off with the head. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's also Krishna, but he didn't come to kill people. He came to kill their demonic mentality. He came to kill tamaguna. And we are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because in this modern day and age, you can't follow the dharma of the previous ages. Like, in the previous age, if you were born in a Brahmin family, you would automatically be trained as a Brahmana by your father, and he would be a Brahmana. You would be trained and you would learn all the Brahminical skills and qualities. But nowadays, there's no training. You can be born in a Brahminical family and you can do all kinds of nonsense. So it takes another kind of training, because we can't, that's why Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Parichatya. Of course, that's the dharma of surrendering to Krishna. Because Vaishnava Dharma is not dependent on time and circumstance. All these other dharmas, Brahmana dharma, Kshatriya dharma, Vaishya dharma, Shudra dharma, female dharma, male dharma, all this, they may have worked in other ages, but in this age, it doesn't work. There's only one. And why? Because the whole atmosphere is so contaminated that all this dharma has gone to the wind. So there's only one dharma that works, and that's Vaishnava dharma. And why? Because Vaishnava dharma is transcendental. It means it is beyond the modes of material nature. So that's the only dharma that can be practiced in Kali Yuga. And we see that one time Prabhupada was talking with this Australian minister of some social thing. And the social minister, he said, we have so many problems and people are getting more and more unruly, more and more criminal. What can we do? And Prabhupada's answer is simply, have mass kirtan, mass prasadam distribution. That was Prabhupada's program. You can't speak philosophy and convince people by logic and reason nowadays. They couldn't care less. Everyone is so ruled by their senses. They're not interested to listening to, they're not interested in hearing logic and reason. So there's no way that, and that is how we train devotees nowadays. How do we train devotees? By reading Prabhupada's books, by chanting, and by eating prasadam. That's all the training we need. But the thing is that if we follow this training very strictly, if we follow the sadhana process as given to us by Srila Prabhupada, if we follow that very strictly, we will become better than Brahmins. Kipa vipra, kipa nyasa, shudra kininoya, ye Krishna tattva veta, say guru hoy. That anyone can become a guru. It doesn't matter whether he's a shudra or a Brahmin or a sannyasi or whatever he is, or a woman or a man. Anyone can become a guru if he knows the science of Krishna consciousness. This is the wonderful power of the Nitya Krishna Dharma. Krishna Nitya Dharma. The science of Krishna consciousness is so powerful because it is transcendental. It does not matter on any bodily designations, any qualifications. I mean, our Acharya Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was revolutionary. He awarded Brahmin initiations to non-Brahmanas, people who were not born in a Brahmana family. It was unheard of in those days. What to speak of what Srila Prabhupada did? He gave a Brahminical initiation to Westerners, people who were born, came from the most low backgrounds. He gave to women, unheard of Brahminical initiation being given to women and people of a non-Brahminical background. So they had to fight this caste Brahminism very, very severely. It was very prominent in the days of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They even tried to kill him. He was such a thorn in the eye of this Brahminical casteism, caste Brahmanas. So we have a very great responsibility to perpetuate and to bring this to bring Srila Prabhupada's teachings to the whole world. This is what we have to do. And to do that, we have to practice it ourselves. So this is the only practice that we don't really practice. Of course, even though a devotee, he's born as a shudra. We are all born as shudras. Kala shudra sambhava. But a devotee will still have a predominant nature of his body. And so he should be engaged accordingly. If a devotee is a pure devotee, it doesn't matter what body type he has. He can do anything for Krishna. And he will do anything. He will, like Srila Prabhupada said, he will do the needful. He will not be, oh, I can't clean the toilet because I'm a Brahmana. He will just do anything for Krishna. And that's even though he has a Brahminical nature. But Prabhupada did want to establish Varnashram Dharma, Daivi Varnashram Dharma. That doesn't mean that that's basic, because if you're a pure devotee, that means if you're engaged in Krishna consciousness simply to become free from your bodily designation and to become a lover of Krishna, then you basically don't need Varnashram. But as the congregation grows, and as we have to engage all people in the world, then they need to be engaged according to their bodily natures. Devotees, they are being trained to not regard their bodily nature. But still, even a devotee will have a predominant bodily nature, and it will be beneficial as long as he's not completely transcendental. That's a mistake they did in the early days, because Prabhupada told them a devotee is transcendental, he's beyond the three modes of material nature. And so they went around and did all kinds of stuff, and they said, I'm transcendental. Yeah, wow. And then they would steal people's money and distribute books in weird ways and tell people lies. That's not what it means to be transcendental. To be transcendental means to be actually above the three modes of material nature. That means you're not anymore governed by the bodily nature. And who can say, of course we have many devotees who are actually transcendental, but most devotees, they're not transcendental. So they're sadhakas, we are sadhakas devotees. We perform sadhana. And our sadhana is very, very simple, but it's not so simple to adhere to it very strictly. That's not so simple. It's very easy to chant Hare Krishna. Anybody who has a tongue in his mouth can chant Hare Krishna. But to chant every day with a fixed mind, that's not so easy. And to fix your mind on Krishna completely, that's not very easy, because there are so many disturbances from the age of Kali. But there's no other way. Iti sadashi kam nam nam kali kalmashanashana natha paratayopaya sarva vedeshu trishiti. There's only this mantra of consisting of 16 words and 32 syllables, the Hare Krishna mantra. It is the only way we can counteract the negative influence of the age of Kali. There's no other way. And that's from the Upanishads. Sometimes people say, yeah, you have your Puranas and Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're not the Vedas. But that's from the Vedas. Kali Santarana Upanishad. The Hare Krishna mantra is mentioned there as the only means by which we can advance in spiritual life in Kali Yuga. So, the Hare Krishna mantra is a very, very mysterious, wonderful thing. It will actually elevate a person to become a Vaishnava. And a Vaishnava is automatically a Brahmana. Just even the most new bhakta, spaced out new bhakta here, who comes and joins ISKCON, if he actually adheres strictly to his sadhana, chants Hare Krishna every day and becomes a Vaishnava, he's more than a Brahmana. A Brahmana who's not a Vaishnava, he's basically useless. Because why is he a Brahmana if he's not a Vaishnava? Then he's a Brahmana because of his body. And anybody who identifies with his body, Saiva Gokara, he's a cow or an ass. You're not supposed to identify with this body. With the soul within, we are eternal parts and parcels of Krishna. That's real knowledge. And this, we are the only religion in the world, the Vaishnava religion, ISKCON, the Hare Krishna movement, we're the only ones who have this knowledge. We are actually the only religion in the world that can have coherent, authoritative, detailed answers to all the philosophical, existential and religious questions of life. There is no other religion who can give answers, who can tell you who is God, what is it doing, what does it look like, who and what is the soul, what is the meaning of everything. Nobody can tell these things except us. Not that we should become very proud, yes, we know, but this, we should become very humble and want to share this knowledge. Because many people, they need to know this. The whole world is going to hell out of a lack of knowledge of these things. But the Hare Krishna mantra is the basis for all everything we do. The Hare Krishna mantra and prasadam, that was Prabhupada's program. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy, he said, and take prasadam. It is so important. Sometimes, because also when we live here in Mayapur, it's so automatic. Like in other temples, you go to Mongol Arctic, and there'll be like one or two people, like when I'm in Korsnäs, the BBT center in North Europe, in Sweden. Sometimes for Mangalatik there are one, three persons. Here you go to Mangalatik, hundreds of devotees. It's so easy to be a devotee here in Mayapur because it's the holy Dharma. And it's Vrindavan. Mayapur is not different from Vrindavan. It's Krishna's place. It's where Mahaprabhu advented himself. So naturally we may not feel the negative aspects of life so much. We are protected. But if you look out the window and you look out into the world, the whole world is just going to hell at a very rapid pace. The modern culture is simply collapsing, it is crumbling. And Prabhupada says devotees do not take part in politics. And it's a fact. Politics are so useless and corrupt. And like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, there are no material solutions to material problems. There's only a spiritual solution. So as devotees, we don't take part in politics, but we do have the welfare of the populace in mind. We do want to help the people in general. And the way we can do that is by chanting Hare Krishna. Harinam, chanting, personal chanting, being conscious that when I chant Hare Krishna, I really have to concentrate and listen to the Hare Krishna mantra, not just some thing I have to get done with quickly because I have to go and eat or I have to go and do my service. No, this is the most important service we have to Krishna every day is when we chant our rounds and when we take part in the kirtan. So devotees, Prabhupada says here that simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, the general populace will derive all benefit. This is so mystical. How about just by saying a sound, can you benefit all people, the whole world? Harikesh used to tell us, because Denmark is such an intensely sinful place, that the main export in Denmark is meat, dairy products. That's how they make most of their money. So he used to tell us, but we were on Sankirtan, we went on the streets and distributed books, and here we have a nice book distributor from Denmark. It's one of the only ones who still distribute books in Denmark. And Harikesh used to tell us, if it wasn't for these people going on the street and distributing books, if it wasn't for Harinam in the streets, Denmark would have gone to hell a long time ago. It's so sinful. So the whole world is so intensely sinful. So it is actually reasonable to claim that it is only being held up by devotees chanting Hare Krishna, by devotees engaging in the Yuga Dharma. Otherwise, it is, just imagine they slaughter all these cows. The meat business is the second biggest business in the world. Millions and billions of cows are being slaughtered every day on the world's slaughterhouses. Surely, they would get such heavy reactions if, but because the devotees are on the planet too, and they are engaging in Harinam, distributing prasadam, chanting Hare Krishna, then the reactions are not so severe. Srila Prabhupada said that if the devotees, they can actually save the world. Because karmically speaking, if you just think about the karma aspect, there's no reason why a culture like the Western culture should be allowed to continue. And of course it's not. It is being dismantled as we speak. Natural catastrophes are just increasing. People are becoming more and more depressed and hopeless, criminal, violent, insane. So it is happening, but it is not happening on the severe grand scale that it would have if there weren't any devotees chanting Hare Krishna on the planet. But by Prabhupada's grace, there are devotees all over the planet now chanting Hare Krishna, distributing prasadam. In every big city of the world, there is an ISKCON temple and the devotees go out on Harinam. At least every week, you can say Harinam in any city in the world. So we should not underestimate our power as devotees. We may not be brahmanas with big brahminical powers like they had in previous ages, but we should not underestimate the power of the Hare Krishna mantra. It protects the atmosphere of the planet, and it protects the mind. It is good for us, and it is good for the world. Prabhupada says here that the general populace, they will derive all benefits without any political implications, simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. So wonderful what Prabhupada gave us. We just have to wake up and realize how powerful and wonderful it is and become serious about it. I'm talking mostly to myself. I know you're all very serious, sincere devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or questions?
Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. So you said that the pure devotee can do anything. So can you explain, in our discussion, so many pure devotees are there. You know, so you said your lecture that pure devotee can do anything. So can you explain what is anything? Hare Krishna, I want to know that.
What is anything and what is a pure devotee? I didn't understand.
You said that a pure devotee can do anything in this world. So what is the quality of pure devotee and what anything? So I want to know that. You explain.
Yes. A pure devotee is somebody who has no ulterior motives. He has no desire for karma or jnana. He only has a desire to satisfy Krishna. So that's the definition of a pure devotee, and he follows very strictly the devotional process. He has no material desires, no selfish desires. So for such a person, anything is possible. Why? Because for Krishna, anything is possible. And if a pure devotee has a desire, Krishna will make that desire manifest. Like Prabhupada, you can see, Prabhupada was just a lone person without any money in the West. I don't know if you know the West, but if you don't have any money in the West, you're a nobody. Complete nobody. Like in India, you can actually afford to be poor. Even the most poor person, he can beg a few rupees and get a meal. You can eat, still to this day, you can eat a full meal on the street for 5 rupees. In the West, you can get nothing for 5 rupees. You can't even get anything for 10 rupees. So in the West, if you don't have any money, you are lost. Completely lost. So Prabhupada came to the West with no money, no prestige, nothing. But because he was a pure devotee, he made this happen. Why? By Krishna's grace, of course. A devotee can't do anything unless it's Krishna doing it. Srila Prabhupada didn't do it, but what he did was that he desired, he said, he prayed to Krishna, please help me convince these people, please make me dance as you want. So the way that the impossible becomes possible for the pure devotee is by his desire. Because what the pure devotee desires, Krishna will make happen. Therefore, it is very, very important as practicing devotees. This is basically our motivation that we work on and purify. Because this body and this mind is anyway so crazy. But our desires, we have to purify our desires. And if we see there's any tinge of selfish desire, we have to pray. That's why we chant Hare Krishna. And that's a prayer. The Hare Krishna mantra is a prayer to Krishna, please engage me in your service. And to be completely engaged in Krishna's service, we have to become completely free from any selfish motivation. And simply want to serve and love Krishna. Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu.
Prabhu, you mentioned that in Kali Yuga everyone is born Sudra, and in that sense they have no good qualities. You mentioned they cannot be Brahmanas. So for them, Vana Ashram doesn't seem to work. And at the same time, we hear for the devotees, it's an offense to give any designation to them. So in that sense, it seems also that Vana Ashram doesn't work for them. So can you elaborate, what is Vana Ashram actually for?
Vana Ashram doesn't work in Kali Yuga, so therefore Srila Prabhupada called it Daivi Vana Ashram. In the traditional Vana Ashram system, you want to train people up according to their nature. Kshatriya will be trained as a Kshatriya, and a Brahmana will be trained up in Brahminical qualities. But that's not possible in Kali Yuga. So therefore we have to train everybody up as Vaishnavas. And by becoming a Vaishnava, your body nature will manifest in a certain way, but it will not be the predominant feature of the Vana Ashram system. In the new Vana Ashram system for this age, our Vana Ashram is called Daivi Vana Ashram. The predominant or the emphasis on becoming Vaishnavas, and we train people by telling them to chant Hare Krishna. Like if we see, oh, here's a person, he's Brahminically inclined. It's not that we will, you know, of course he may be learn how to perform sacrifices and do all the Brahminical astrology, mathematics, and do the things that a Brahmana is supposed to do. But that's not the main thing. He will naturally be inclined to that, and he will do that anyway. But what we have to train people as is to become pure Vaishnavas. That's the only thing that works in Kali Yuga. Because Vaishnavism, Vaishnava Dharma, and the Hare, because it is not dependent on our bodily nature. It is not dependent. Anybody can become a Vaishnava. Not anybody can become a Brahmana. Not anybody can become a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or even a Shudra. But anyone can become a Vaishnava. So that is what we can give to people. Vaishnava Dharma. Knowledge of Krishna, knowledge of the soul, and how to realize that. That's our gift. And that is our emphasis, and that's what we teach, and nothing else. Prabhupada wasn't interested in all this, in that psychology, modern this, and sometimes devotees, they had ideas they wanted to do, you know, to attract people. Prabhupada, he would dismiss it. Prabhupada's program was simply chant Hare Krishna, eat prasadam, study my books, and forget all the rest. Thank you very much for your kind attention and presence. Oh, is there a question over there? I can hear, you can say. Can you get in here?
Hare Krishna. She is asking that why if one devotee can liberate so many generations, why one born in a Brahmana family in the same way can have the same qualities of the family? You understand?
No. Can you say that again? Why a devotee has the same qualities as his family?
No. One devotee can liberate so many generations, no?
Yes, generations.
So in the same way, why not a son of a Brahmana family can have also the same qualities like the parents and like that?
Because of Kali Yuga. Because in Kali Yuga everything is very mixed up and contaminated. That means even I can see in myself many natures. I see Shudra, I see Kshatriya, I see Brahman. And everybody has these experience. But in former ages, people were very pure. There was, if you had a Brahminical nature, that you really had a Brahminical nature. But in Kali Yuga, everybody is so mixed up. So even being born in a family of this or that doesn't guarantee that you will have the same nature. You may have the same karma, but you may not have the same nature. Of course, you have a certain karma that will force you to be born in a certain family. But in former times, people were pure. They were pure kshatriyas, pure brahmins, pure vaishyas, pure shudras. But nowadays, everybody is completely mixed up. So therefore, nothing. The only way to become advanced and purified is by the Hare Krishna mantra. Because the Hare Krishna mantra is not dependent on your bodily nature. So therefore, only the Hare Krishna mantra works. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gopi Manandhyam.